Lady Althea dropped the piece of bread back into her bag and was instantly aware, from the odd sensation in her mouth, that something was terribly wrong. She thrust her tongue upwards. It pricked against two sharp points. She looked down again at the piece of bread, and there, impaled in the ring, were her two front teeth, capped by her dentist just before she left London. She seized the hand mirror in horror. The face that was hers belonged to her no longer. The woman who stared back at her had two small filed pegs stuck in her upper gums where the teeth should have been. They looked like broken matchsticks, discoloured, black. All trace of beauty had gone. She might have been some peasant who, old before her time, stood begging at a street corner.
"Oh, I say," murmured Eric Chaseborough. "Bad luck. What a wretched thing to happen."
He looked about him helplessly, as if, amongst the people mounting the steps, there might be someone who could give them the address of a dentist.